Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ningnen M. Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines: Lok Sabha MPS Supongmerin Jamir urges center to address key healthcare challenges in Nagaland. Waves 2025 to spotlight India's growing audiovisual sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in wake of Pahalgam terror attack. And CTAN NNQF reiterates demand for open recruitment of 147 contented faculty posts. Now the news in detail. Nagaland's Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmerin Jamir has appealed the central government to urgently address key healthcare challenges facing the state. In a series of letters sent to Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda, Mr. Jamir raised three major issues. He highlighted difficulties faced by medical graduates seeking to pursue postgraduate studies, noting the lack of a dedicated NEET PG examination centre in the state. While Dimapur was previously allocated a centre, the MP noted that seats filled up quickly, leaving many without options. He called for both Kohima and Dimapur to be reinstated as NEET PG centres to ensure equitable access and reduce burden on aspirants. Mr. Jamir also flagged the lack of Ayush facilities, particularly Ayurvedic and homeopathic units at the CGHS Wellness Centre in Kohima, unlike capitals of other northeastern states. The MP called for immediate actions to bridge the gap. In one of the letters, Mr. Jamir highlighted staffing shortage at the CGHS Wellness Centre, which currently has only two permanent employees, and recommended increasing the sanction strength. He also pointed out that no local hospitals were empaneled with CGHS due to low rates and proposed revising the CGHS rates, especially for northeastern states, to encourage private hospitals' participation. Mr. Jamir expressed hope that the ministry would seriously consider the concerns and take prompt action for the welfare of the people of Nagaland. The Press Information Bureau, PIB Kohima, under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting today, held a warta with media professionals to provide an overview of the upcoming World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025, which is scheduled to take place in Mumbai from the 1st to the 4th of next month. Addressing media persons, Assistant Director, PIB Kohima, Sony Kumar, emphasized the growing significance of India's audiovisual sector on the global stage, highlighting the event's objectives, structure and international scope. He apprised on the summit and the opportunities it presents for content creators, producers and cultural ambassadors from across the country. He informed that Waves 2025 is an industry-led event supported by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and is envisioned as a global platform celebrating the convergence of the audiovisual industry, including film, television, OTT, animation, gaming and immersive technologies.
Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves, it is to promote the cultural traditions, lifestyles, the folk tales, all the ancient heritage of India through the use of modern tools like AI, digital graphic, through the medium of films, poems, comic books. Most of the famous film personalities and even cricketers and other people from so many other fields are also here. So it is trying to uplift talented youth of the country.
Mr. Kumar also said several Waves challenges were organized, igniting a wave of innovation and engagement across India and beyond. The summit aims to make India a global content hub and a net exporter of content by enhancing Indian media's global market share. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. The meeting, which lasted for around 40 minutes, came in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack and actions after that. The meeting comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on the critical decisions. Meanwhile, India has banned 16 Pakistani YouTube channels, including Dawn News, Samar TV, Ari News and Geo News, for disseminating misinformation against India in the backdrop of the terror attack. The government has also objected to the reporting of the BBC on the terror attack and conveyed the country's strong sentiments to India's BBC head. A formal letter has also been sent to the BBC on the terming of terrorists as militants. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Combined Technical Association of Nagaland, CTAN, and the Nagaland Net Qualified Forum, NNQF, have reiterated their demand to the state government to revoke the regularization of the 147 assistant professors and librarians and requisition them to the Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, for open advertisement. Addressing media persons in Kohima today, representatives of CTAN and NNQF warned that any failure by the government to meet their demand or any attempt to delay or sabotage the process would compel them to return to the streets in protest.
The CTAN and NNQF will continue to fight, taking appropriate measures and actions, appealing the government, demanding to the government until our demands, that is the requisition of the contractual boss after 0606-2016 to the NPSC.
They expressed hope that the current 147 contractual positions would continue to ensure smooth progression of the academic calendar until these posts are permanently filled by NPSC. They emphasized that permanent faculty appointments through NPSC's Combined Educational Services Examination would significantly enhance the academic standards of government colleges, clarifying their stance on the rejection of any committee already constituted or may be set up in the future. The groups expressed reasonable apprehension, alleging that such committees appear to be government strategies to cover up illegal practices. The group said that they have lost faith in the government's claims of adherence to standard operating procedures.
We have reasonable apprehension of the government that it is strategized to buy the government to cover its illegal acts. We are of the impression that this is a modus operandi or excuses of the government to deviate the matter to a different dimension without confronting it directly. Involvement of bureaucratic personnel and procedure will not result in any desired solutions but create baptism and delay.
CTAN and NNQF demanded fast-tracked and documented solutions to their concerns, stating that the youth of Nagaland have endured enough deprivation and indifference from the government. The upcoming consultative meeting on April 30, convened by the Nagaland state government with tribal and civil society groups, will see discussions on the Naga political issue. An update from the Home Department said the agenda will also include customary laws, the Nagaland Village and Tribal Area Council Act, and the Register of Indigenous Inhabitants of Nagaland. Previously, the department had said that the meeting would take up key topics such as road development, free movement regime and protected area permit, and matters pertaining to inner line permit, among others. Nagaland School Education Department has announced that all new admissions for Class 11 in government higher secondary schools across the state will be done through a single online admission portal. Applications can be submitted on the GHSS admission portal. More from our correspondent.
To apply for admissions, candidates may log into the GHSS admission portal through the link available on the department's website. One student can submit applications for any number of schools and streams of their choice. Those facing difficulties in using the online facility may take assistance of the Common Service Center under the Information and Technology Department. They may also download admission forms from the portal and submit the physical form to the respective schools by May 6. Selection of candidates will be done by the respective schools as per the intake capacity in order of merit. School-wise list of selected candidates along with waiting list will be published on the portal on May 9. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The admission process commenced today. Further details are available on the admission portal. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha MP S. Supamaran Jamier urges centre to address key healthcare challenges in Nagaland. Waves 2025 to spotlight India's growing audiovisual sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in wake of Pahalgam terror attack. And CTAN NNQF reiterates demand for open recruitment of 147 contended faculty posts. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.